May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Today we begin the season of Advent. And strangely, we begin at the end, when all of creation will be shaken and the human one will come in great power and splendor to gather us up. It's quite a wake-up call, imagining the end of our solar system, the end of the cosmos even, as if we needed something else to worry about. And isn't it strange that Jesus exhorts his disciples to stay awake, lest they sleep through it? How could that even happen? How could you sleep through such an apocalypse? Probably you're now thinking of a heavy sleeper, you know, who would be just up to that task. But perhaps Jesus' admonition to the disciples to stay awake during such a tumultuous moment serves another purpose as well. Perhaps he's pointing to the mysterious nature of the way he arrives in any situation. And so he describes it in paradoxical terms. It will be cataclysmic, but you also might sleep through it. The stars will fall from the sky, but you might not notice it. Or as we heard last Sunday, we might forget to recognize that the stranger in need asking you for a dollar is Christ. Jesus' arrival on the scene can never be summed up too easily. It can never be completely comprehended. It's not what we expect. So we begin our preparation for the commemoration of Christmas with a little exercise in expanding our imaginations. We're invited to wake up, to open our minds, to let them journey beyond our concerns of the day, past the pandemic and the vaccine that will end it, beyond ourselves, beyond our scientific understanding that there are not likely to be any humans around when our sun is extinguished. We're invited to let go of our understanding of time altogether, and to pause in the promise that somehow, in that moment, Christ will be present. Christ is already present. Jesus is there. Jesus is here. God is the whole story from beginning to end. It's too big for us to comprehend, but imagining it for even a moment can give quite a lot of perspective. It can remind us of how infinitesimally small we are in the sweep of creation. And yet, this smallness we live in is sanctified. God creates and celebrates every detail, every atom. God is present in all of it and ever has been. But we can't see it. Or we see it and we keep forgetting. So Jesus says, wake up. Wake up and behold all of the ways I come to you, in the guise of a stranger, in the clouds at the end of the world, in the sunrise and the sunset, in the mists at Mountain Lake, in the chirp of a bird, in the smile of a friend, in a manger in Bethlehem. We await the coming of Christ with the promise that Christ is already here, everywhere around us. Perhaps our waiting for Christ pales in comparison to the waiting that God is doing, waiting for us to wake up and see that what we're waiting for is already here. All the ingredients for peace are already present, but somehow it's never quite good enough for us. We want more than we have. And so God, in God's infinite love, keeps coming again and again and again in a million different directions, from the end to the beginning to now, waiting for us to see something bigger than ourselves, waiting for us to behold the miracle of life, which is Christ, within us and around us, waiting for us to worship, waiting for us to praise. Amen.